It's Jazz 88. I'm chatting with Joe Alterman. Joe Alterman's going to be in town on Friday night for a show over at Crooners. Joe, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with Jazz 88.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
Now, Joe, I was recently in New York, and I had the utter joy of seeing you and your trio playing a Sunday set, and you had been doing the whole weekend there, but you came in with so much energy, so much fun. Like, you made the banter between songs fun. You made the actual content of the songs really, really enjoyable. And I had a great time in New York, and it was one of my highlights. Are you doing a similar kind of show? Are you doing a trio show, a solo show? What are you actually going to be bringing on stage on Friday night in Minneapolis?
Oh, yes. Well, first, thanks so much for the kind words about New York. That was a blast. And yeah, it'll be more of the same in Minneapolis this week. We'll play some, Ramsey Lewis used to call our music happy, serious music. And it'll be a lot of that. And I'll be shaped this show around the stories I have with some of my heroes, like people like Ramsey Lewis and Ahmad Jamal and Les McCann, and weaving some of their music and the music they've inspired me to create. So it's a lot of fun. It's a joy for me, and I hope everyone will have, who joins us coming out too.
Now, Joe, artists like Ramsey Lewis, Les McCann, Ahmad Jamal are all household names in the world of jazz, but they come from, to some point, a sort of collective piano-centric, soulful, there's hard bop and there's some more sort of straight soul sounds into what's happening. And it's a particular corner of the jazz world, and it's one that you do really, really well. How'd you get there, though? Because it's not like everybody in your generation is kind of dealing in this type of sonic space.
That's a good point, a good question. Yeah, well, I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I didn't grow up hearing a lot of jazz, truthfully. I grew up hearing a lot of bluegrass and kind of country blues stuff. And basically, my way in to jazz was I fell in love with boogie-woogie music, and my dad was taking me to all these bluegrass festivals. So basically, I started to hear people like Ramsey Lewis playing songs that are more Americana-type songs, but it was songs that I was used to hearing them play at bluegrass festivals. But hearing the way jazz musicians, especially jazz musicians who incorporate a lot of blues in their music and a sense of dynamics, which I always found really humorous, really attracted me. So there's just something about the blues thing that made me feel right at home. So that was kind of my way in, honestly.
Well, we're glad you found your way in, because you found your way to some really beautiful sounds. I'm chatting with Joe Alterman. He's performing on Friday night over at Crooners. Now, Joe, in your last answer, you just said, did you say you find dynamics humorous? Is that what you said?
I do.
Okay, break that down for me. Help me get that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not always humorous, but I guess there's two parts to it. There's one part where, I like people who, musicians who incorporate the entire piano. It really is like an orchestra, and it doesn't have to be at the same volume the whole time. But I think when I first heard someone like Thelonious Monk, for example, he would do things where, he'd play quietly for 1 second, then it might be jarringly loud the next second, but it would always make me laugh, those things. There's so many things in jazz that really, they're really musical ideas, but come across more like a human thing. When you hear like a trombone with a mute on it, it sounds like a voice sometimes. And to me, when the pianist, it's like making a joke in a way, getting quiet and loud.
Now, Joe, you've been a student, as we've mentioned, of artists like Ramsey Lewis. And in particular with Ramsey Lewis, it seemed like a huge part of his magic was taking those songs from outside of the jazz tradition, even from outside of the blues tradition, and presenting them in that setting. Maybe it's a Motown song, maybe it's a bluegrass song, maybe it's something a little more classical. But it was this reframing of other musical settings, but then hearing it in a piano trio. But now we're at the point where the soulful piano trio is a well-known thing. So a lot of those stuff you're doing is things that have been done in your exact instrumentation before. How are you making sure you're adding on to the tradition and putting your own touch on it as you try to walk in the footsteps of these heroes?
Oh, yeah. Well, truthfully, I just, I was so lucky to get to know people like that. And I remember meeting Ramsey, for example, and thinking, oh, my gosh, this is so great. I'm going to learn how to play like Ramsey now. And I remember Ramsey telling me, basically, you'll never sound like me because we haven't lived the same life, but you lived a cool life, so lean into you. So really, I'm trying to say is I'm not purposely trying to sound like Ramsey or purposely trying. I'm trying to only sound like myself. Gotcha. And I could only be myself. So I know it might sound less planned or anything, but I'm really not trying to do anything other than be who I am. And that's thanks to, you know, incorporating the influence of people like Ramsey. But just being me is a different person than all the other people. So as long as I could do that.
Being Joe Alterman is all the work I need, man. I got a lot just being me.
That's a lot.
I'm chatting with Joe Alterman. He's getting ready for a show on Friday night over at Crooners. Is there anything you like to do when you come to the Twin Cities? Anything sort of on your itinerary beyond playing the show that you're looking forward to?
Well, I have a lot of friends there, so I'm really excited to see a bunch of friends that I haven't seen in many years. So it'll be a fun reunion of sorts for sure.
Now, Joe, I'm going to play my favorite tune from your songbook after we sign off here on the phone, which is Georgia Sunset. And it's one of these songs I heard it for the first time on a like-minded station, WBGO, out of Newark, New Jersey, and I immediately ran over to the speaker and was like, I got to figure out what this is. It sounds like one of those songs that has been around for 30, 40 years, but it actually came from your fingertips. So before we press play on it, can you tell us a little bit about it? Because it's a beautiful tune, my man.
Oh, so totally. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, that's a special one for me. Honestly, it came out of, I was just on an airplane one time, and I saw a nice sunset on the airplane flying from Atlanta to New York, and that's when the title hit me. But the music had come a few weeks prior when truthfully I was playing around with Georgia on my mind. And some people might notice that the first two chords are the same two chords, but I was playing with Georgia on my mind and just, you know, playing, and eventually it led into the improvising on Georgia on my mind led into this new song. So there's a lot of Georgia influence in that song, for sure.
Well, it's a great one. We're going to press play on it now. Joe Alterman playing on Friday night over at Crooners. Joe, thank you so much for coming to Minneapolis, and thanks for taking the time to chat with Jazz 88 before you make it here.
Hey, well, thank you. It's a treat.